The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. It says heaven, which is the kingdom of God, where His will is sovereign. It wants to come on earth. And as we gather in this place worshiping the name of Jesus, actually, this kingdom already come in our church. But of course, the kingdom of heaven wants to expand. It expand. And that's the nature of the kingdom of God. It expand until all the earth will be filled with the glory of God. And you and I, as the people of God, we are the one that brings this kingdom along with His power of the Holy Spirit. He gives us the power of the Holy Spirit to expand this kingdom. On the first day the church exists on earth, the day of Pentecost, about 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of power was poured out upon the church to bring forth this mission, to bring forth this kingdom, to expand the kingdom of God. The Spirit of power. That is why when Paul speaks to the Corinthian church, he said, I don't come with eloquence or human wisdom. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And this is what he said. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but, listen to this, this is the key, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. The power of God pour out upon the church. Everyone, those who believe in the name of Jesus, has the power to carry forth the mission of God on earth. Thank you, Jesus. As we celebrate Pentecost, let your word come to our lives, and it become our faith, it become our flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Let your kingdom come, your will be done. And everybody who believes that, say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. So glad to be here. I know that you are feeling a little warm. Just find a piece of paper. Just do the whatever movement if you are too warm. But I believe today you will be so blessed. Hallelujah. How many is ready to be blessed? How many don't want to be blessed? All right. I believe that you all want to be blessed. And today we are so privileged to be visited by Pastor. He is a part of IFGF Worldwide Family. He is from Pakistan, from the city of Karachi. He is the pastor of IFGF Karachi. And so he is here today to share the word of God. And after that, he's going to pray for those of you who need prayer. If you are sick, if you have a problem with health or weaknesses, if you need to be encouraged in your faith, if you feel that, oh man, I just wish, I know that God wants me to do this or wants to be here in my spiritual life, but I'm down here, I need extra prayer support, Pastor friend, his name is Pastor Montazir, is here and will pray for you. And if you are having problem in financial life or in relationship, so we will provide the time for us to be prayed for after he share his heart to us. So the sharing may not be long, but today we will just stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. How many understand what I'm talking about? The message, 15-20 minutes. But then we'll invite the musician to play soft music. You just be there in the presence of God. If you do not need prayer, you pray and support those who need prayer. And if you need prayer, just come to the front, sit in the front later on when you are invited. Okay? We'll stay in that presence until 4 o'clock. Okay? And just to let the Spirit minister to you. I believe as you let the Spirit minister to you, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of resurrection, the Spirit of new life is going to minister to you and bring forth the dry bones into alive again. Amen. How many believe that? If you believe that, say amen. Amen. All right. So let's welcome Pastor Muntazir Gill in front and IFGF Pinol. Welcome. 1, 2, 3. Yay.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a precious time that we are in the presence of our Lord God. And I brought greetings and blessings from my church, Karachi, Pakistan. God bless all of you. And my church is really praying for you, for your growth. And it's a precious time today in the presence of our Lord. Today is the day of Pentecost. Pentecost Day is for whole universe, for whole world, because God's love for us. And Jesus promised that he will go to the heaven, to the Father, and send the Holy Spirit for us. Holy Spirit is a power of and Spirit of our God. And it's really, today we are celebrating the Pentecost Day. And Holy Spirit is supernatural power of Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's clap for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Clapping for our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please clap loudly, loudly. Give him a big hand. Thank you. Thank you. Today we all in the world, we all are celebrating the Pentecost Day. This day is really a blissful day for each and everyone. As the God said, that I will pour out my Spirit to all people. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, it is written that I will pour out my Spirit to all the people. Holy Spirit is for everyone. When the word is people, it means ladies, gents, children, and old men like me. So, everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is our Savior and believe that the Holy Spirit is for our power, we must accept and we must ask the God that we are ready to receive your power. Holy Spirit has 9 gifts for everyone and 9 fruits and wants to give everyone who believe the word of God, who has a good faith at the Lord. Holy Spirit is for each one of us. But if somebody like to have, to enjoy with the Holy Spirit, to enjoy his life, and to spend the life days, victorious life, powerful life, blissful life, he must need the Holy Spirit. Without Holy Spirit, our life is useless, hopeless, and the worries and the sin will trap the each and everyone. The person who doesn't believe the Holy Spirit and no need the Holy Spirit, he is really suffering whole life. But when we believe the God, His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, so the Holy Spirit is for each one of us. When we talk, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I would like to read the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and from the verse 7. It is written here that now the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Verse 8, to one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. This is the first gift, message of wisdom. He, the God, and the Holy Spirit, we already have wisdom, but He wants our wisdom to make more powerful as He wish that we must be. So the first gift is wisdom, heavenly wisdom, God's wisdom. When we have God's wisdom, then we will be really supernatural like Holy Spirit. When someone like Holy Spirit and wish that, God, I open my heart and today I'm ready to receive your gift, Holy Spirit, which is for me, I'm ready to receive your Spirit. Please grant it for me. Really, as he said, the God said, my Spirit is for each and every one of you. I will pour out my Spirit for all of you. But if somebody like to have a Holy Spirit, he must empty himself. He must clean his heart, his mind. Many of us are really sinners. We all are sinners, but we must repent our sins. Repentance is most important. When we repent our sins and say, Jesus, please, please wash our heart with your precious blood. Clean us. Give us your wisdom. Give us your Holy Spirit. Definitely, we will be clean. Our heart, our mind will be ready to receive the Holy Spirit. And when somebody receives the Holy Spirit starts working in our body. And Holy Spirit will bless us with His 9 blessings and gifts. These 9 gifts are written here. The first was wisdom, and the second one is knowledge. Message of Lord, knowledge. By another, the message of knowledge, by means the same Spirit. To another, faith. The second one is knowledge. When the Holy Spirit bless us with His knowledge, then our knowledge become supernatural. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And third one is the faith. Faith. Definitely we all have faith that Jesus is our Savior. We believe, we have faith, Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Trinity, we faith the Trinity. But as we ask the Holy Spirit to give His faith, when we will have Holy Spirit and we will have the heavenly faith, then that faith will work in our life as we will have healing power, miraculous power, and this faith can raise a dead body to raise up. To raise up. Only Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is our creator. We are creation. He is our creator. So, it is really most important for us to receive the Holy Spirit. It is really a blessed day. Cause like that we must rejoice with Holy Spirit and His gifts and fruits. So, as the Holy Spirit gift is healing gift and a miraculous gift, the power of miraculous. No one can raise anyone from the death if he don't have miraculous power and heavenly power and heavenly faith. Some people say that it is impossible, but I don't say it is impossible. It is possible. In the name of Almighty Jesus Christ, with the power of Holy Spirit, with the power of Holy Spirit, the heavenly power, with the faith, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. There is no impossible word in Jesus' dictionary. Everything is possible with the faith. Everything is possible. You can do anything which our mind doesn't expect. Sometimes we say, oh, I can't do it. It is impossible for me. It is impossible. But no, when you have the Holy Spirit, the power of Holy Spirit, the person who has Holy Spirit, he has supernatural heavenly power in his heart, in his mind. And there is no fear when you will let the Holy Spirit. You are fearless. So whenever you will pray for anything, to do anything for anyone else, you will be successful with the power of Holy Spirit, with the wisdom of Holy Spirit. So, another is distinguishing between spirits. It is really difficult when we are living a normal life to distinguish the other party to other person, that which type of spirit working in his body, in his mind, in his heart. Because there are many, many bad spirits working in the bodies. The people, those are sinners, they are captured by the bad spirits. But when the Holy Spirit comes into the body, anyone's heart, no disease and no bad spirit will work in that body. Because that body will be 100% holy. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit makes us holy. The person who doesn't have received the Holy Spirit, he's earthly person. But when someone gets Holy Spirit, he born again. As the Bible says, as the New Testament says, that everybody must have the second birth. We must born again by the Holy Spirit. The person who is born again by the Holy Spirit is born by the God. He is the son and daughter of God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So it is really most important that we must have Holy Spirit, because only the Holy Spirit gives us how to live a beautiful life, victorious life, and blissful life. It is only possible for the person who is having the Holy Spirit. Without Holy Spirit, we are nothing. Without the Holy Spirit, we are empty, helpless, hopeless life. But when someone has received the Holy Spirit, he becomes powerful and spiritual. Holy Spirit is really a gift of God for each and every one of us. So we are really lucky persons. The person those are, we are Christian. We believe the God. We believe the word of God. We love the God. God loves us. So it is most important that we must have the Holy Spirit. And God likes us to receive Holy Spirit. It is not difficult, because whenever we ask God that I'm ready, I desire, I like Holy Spirit, I come myself empty, I repent my sins, please bless me with your Spirit, please bless me with the Holy Spirit, definitely he bless each and everyone. Today is the day of Pentecost. And if someone like to receive the Holy Spirit, definitely he can get it. He can get it. Jesus Christ like that each one of us to be heavenly person, blessed person. We must go to the heavenly kingdom, in his kingdom. And without Holy Spirit, we cannot see the kingdom of Lord. We cannot go to the heaven. The person who is not going to the heaven, where he will go? He will go to the hell, definitely. So every one of us need Holy Spirit and Jesus like this. And God, our Father, he poured out his Spirit for us. Each one of us, we must desire it. And we must say, Lord God, I need your Spirit. Without your Spirit, I am hopeless. My life is empty. My life is without blessings. Because only Holy Spirit can give us provide us and bless us with the heavenly blessings. Many kinds of blessings for us from heaven. So, Holy Spirit has 9, which I have already read from the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from the verse 7 to 11. I already read it. The 9 gifts of Holy Spirit. At the same time, the Holy Spirit gives us 9 fruits. And these fruits have been written in Corinthians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. And I would like to read the Corinthians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruits of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hallelujah. So these all are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When someone have the Holy Spirit, like to have Holy Spirit, he will have not only the gifts, but he can receive the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. And with the fruits of this Holy Spirit, a person will be a victorious. He can have a blissful life for himself, for his family, and for his nation, and for his church people. When the people have Holy Spirit, the church will grow up. The church growth will be fastly growth. And definitely, it is our Father desire. So, we must need the Holy Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, it's good day for us and good time for us. I'm not going to say that we can get the Holy Spirit only today. No. Anytime, day, night, anywhere, anytime, whenever you will pray, whenever you kneel down in front of our Lord God and ask him to bless, oh Lord, bless me with your Spirit, then he will definitely pour out his Spirit into our body, into our heart, so we will be blessed with all the heavenly blessings, gifts, and the fruits. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, anytime when anyone asks for the Holy Spirit, God is ready to give, to pour out his Spirit. Anyone. It's not a question that the person must be very, very holy. No. Holy Spirit make us holy. We just repent our sins. We must leave the sin, revoke the sin, and keep ourselves praying, obeying the word of God, and the Holy Spirit will, he's our good teacher. Holy Spirit is our teacher. He teaches us how to walk with the God. We must be faithful with the Holy Spirit. We must be faithful with the Lord of God, our God. So when we have a good faith, suppose we don't have a good faith, but when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will have wonderful faith, the heavenly faith, the faith which can do, which can work the supernatural things which the, our mind cannot expect. Supernatural. We become supernatural when we get the supernatural Holy Spirit, the Spirit of our God. So, I will tell you one thing. In 1983, me and my family was in Libya, the city of Benghazi. Benghazi city in Libya. So over there, there was no pastor, but there was an evangelist over there. And he was a good preacher. He preached the gospel. And I accept the Lord God, my personal Savior. I got baptism, water baptism, in the sea. And in 1983, that was 25th November 1983. At the same moment, Holy Spirit captured me and took me under his shadow and trying to teach me about the heavenly things and heavenly revelations. Since that time, thank God that I'm walking with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. And as it is written in Corinthians, Holy Spirit blessed me with the power of healing spirit and with the power of miracle spirits. Since that time, whenever I pray, thank God, I think it's more than 35 years, approximately. So, God used me in many countries, and especially in Pakistan, the cities of Pakistan. And it is really something very, very important that I tell you that, as I was talking with Pastor Sugi, that my six generations, they are preachers since 18th century. Since 18th century, there was no Pakistan, all India. And the British government was ruling there. There was no India. The name of India, but the ruling of British government. So, six generations are preaching the gospel. It is good, very good. And I'm from the fifth generation. I'm the fifth one. And my son is also a pastor. He's preaching, he is holding a church in Karachi, and he's preaching there because I'm here with you. And as today is the Sunday, he's preaching there in Karachi. So he is the sixth generation who is preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will not preach so long. I'm going to finish it because I would like to, the gift which I have, the healing power and the miraculous power. And I will tell you one thing, that the nine gifts which is written in Corinthians 12, chapter 12, I got eight gifts. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Eight one. But the ninth one, the last one, I didn't get yet. The last one I didn't get yet. Once I asked God that why I didn't have this one, please give me this one, the last one. Interpretation. Which one is the last? Ninth one? Interpretation. So, still I didn't get it. I'm thank God, thankful to the Lord that He has given me the 8 gifts. Holy Spirit, it is He's very kind for us. Good teacher. So we all need the Spirit of God. We all need Holy Spirit. We must prepare our heart, our mind. We must repent. We must ask the Lord God to grant His Holy Spirit for us. We can have it any time, today, tomorrow, any time. Whenever you feel that you are really empty and you need the power of God, the supernatural power. If someone liked to have supernatural life, blissful life, perfect life, beautiful life, victorious life, he must need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I pray to the Lord that He pour out His Spirit, Holy Spirit, to all of us. We all must get it. So, my prayers for you, and my church is also praying for you in these days, because they know that our pastor is over there in Pinal. I have been there in New York first. And wherever he like, wherever God like, he used me. Thank God. My blessings and my prayers for you. And if someone like to pray like me, that I pray for him. If someone is childless, hopeless, if you need the blessing of in your finance, if you are sick, if you have problem in your body, any disease into your body, any sickness, any type of weakness into your body, your finance problem, your working problems, your family problems, we will ask God to solve all these problems. Holy Spirit is for us. Holy Spirit will deal us, touch us, heal us, and solve our all problems, those we are suffering in our life, we are having in our life. Because definitely, everyone has some problems. Financial problems, family problems, business problems, job problems, and many others, many, many others. All the circumstances are not in our favor. So, it is good time that I will pray for you. Anyone, if you are suffering, please come, as Pastor said, he can come forward here. So I will pray for her. I will pray for him so that you will be healed. You will feel that Holy Spirit will touch you right now, and you will feel the healing. You will feel your body is really fresh now. You are healed, completely healed. So the Holy Spirit will touch you, and you will have freshness, no problem into your life. Keep praying for yourself. Keep praying for your family. Keep praying for your church, so that your church will grow fastly. And especially, I will request you to pray for your pastor. It is most important to pray for your pastor. Because you are the power of your pastor. Of course, Holy Spirit is a great power, supernatural power, but the church is for pastor. As the pastor is for church, the church is for pastor. So church must pray for his pastor. Every day we must pray. Morning prayer, before we sleep, we must pray. And in our personal prayer, we must keep our pastor. Hallelujah. And I hope you will do it. Of course, promise? Okay, thank you very much. God bless all of you.
Thank you, Pastor.